You're listening to The Takeout.
So it's obvious to anybody who's watching this that I am not Major Garrett. I am Steve Chigaris. I'm the political director of CBS News. Major literally got called out on breaking news, so I'm going to fill in for the Takeout Outtake Especial, our Tuesday special. We continue our conversation with Stephanie Shriok, the president of Emily's List.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks for coming. It's been great. I want to ask you about another daughter. We talked a little bit earlier about Ivanka Trump, but another daughter who's been in the news lately, Chelsea Clinton. So she said this week that she's not running for anything now.
Good.
But if things change in the future, she would run for office. First of all, your thoughts on that. Do you think there's a role in as an elected official for Chelsea Clinton? Do you think, what is your take on sort of legacy political candidates, in this case, the Clintons?
First on Chelsea, I mean, she's just become such an incredible champion for women and children in her own right, has her own story to tell about the work that she's done. I just think the world of her, and if she ever decides that serving in political office is something that she wants to do, she can call Emily's List anytime. We are waiting and willing to talk her through what that could look like and where that could be, because she is just such an incredible leader in her own right, and I just think it would be fabulous. I love the legacy question, the dynasty question.
Dynasty. Yes.
I know what you're going for. Is that we elected the first Democratic woman in the United States Senate to her own right in 1986. Now, I know for some folks that, as I'm looking around the room, might be...
Speaking of Dynasty, you remember the show Dynasty? Like, that was big in 86.
That was 86. So all the same, like, women have been in office in a larger way for 30 years, maybe 40, arguably. The fact that there's even a moment where we're talking about a couple mother-daughters or father-daughters, like, that's pretty cool. I think that's a great thing. I think what's most important, though, for somebody like Chelsea, and this is why I'm so glad the way she said what she said, which is she didn't say no, and she didn't say never. She said not now. And that's what I ask every woman to do. Every woman. Whether you're a waitress or a Lyft driver or an executive, an attorney, a professor, a teacher, think about running for office. You know, Emily's List has had over 10,000 women already contact us about running for office. They're willing to stand up and raise their hand, and we're going to help them find where to run. And maybe it's not this cycle. Maybe it's 2020, 2022, 2024. We're in this for the long haul. But there's no reason why every woman shouldn't think about serving her community. We need their voices. We need their voices at the city councils and the county commissions and all the way up.
I wasn't going to ask this, but it just hit me. You know Hillary Clinton. Do you think this is it for her in terms of running for office? Do you think she's got another one in her? What's your thought on that?
My thought is I want Hillary to do whatever's going to make Hillary the happiest. She has given... really her entire life to public service. She did.
Versus Trump.
And she's such an extraordinary leader. But I do think about the decades of public service she has committed herself to. And she will be a great stateswoman of the United States.
So you think this is a transition period for her?
I think she's going to try to figure out what's next for her, too. She will do great things, whatever that may be. I just want her to be happy. She deserves that, probably more than most of us.
Okay, so I'm going to lighten this up a little bit. We like to talk about pop culture. I don't know. When you're working... do you listen to music when you're driving in the car to work or however you get to work? You get earbuds in. Let's talk about musical influences for you. What are you listening to? Your go-to?
My go-to. I'm a little eclectic, though. I grew up as I think I mentioned earlier, I grew up in Montana, mm-hmm. so there's a lot of country music in
really?
My background. There is. I love myself some country music.
Are we talking country music of the 70s and 80s or country music of today?
Sometimes I'm embarrassed to admit it, but I will listen to it all.
Really?
I'll listen to sort of the Nashville corporate pop country that's come out, but I was, you know.
I can't have that conversation
with
you. I know nothing about it.
Or listen to some Johnny Cash. Like, I have both, right. actually, on my phone today. But I have a favorite artist. Her name is Kacey Chambers. Everybody should look her up. She's from Australia. But she's this extraordinary singer. She was actually just here, just outside of Washington, D.C. at the Birchmere in Alexandria.
Country music?
And she's sort of like a bluesy, folksy, little bit of country singer-songwriter. So she also writes all of her music. She's a great story. I'm a huge, gigantic fan of hers.
What is the mood of her lyrics?
You know, it varies. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of, you know, struggling with love in it. But she also tells stories of her growing up out across Australia. She's got this great story that her father packed them all up as little kids and moved into the desert and hunted foxes, I think is the story. I mean, for years, they lived out of a van. And so she's got these stories about growing up out there. About nature, about family, about growing up. It's really beautiful stuff.
Before we wrap this up, I'd love to ask people who get into politics, what are your film and television sort of influences? Are there any that got you thinking about this business or wanting to get into this business? Or are there any movies or TV shows that you like about this business that you want to talk about?
That is so interesting. Like so many folks who needed, things to watch in the early aughts, I watched all of West Wing. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, Mr. Sheen, he's going to be such a great president. So I did. I admit that now that I was already in politics at that time. It's a really good question, though. I think about some of the movies that came out in the 80s and they're definitely, and of course I'm going to be on the spot, can't think of any, but there's like sort of like Strange Movement movies that I think about, like this is dark, but The Day After Tomorrow about nuclear war.
Oh, The Day After, yes.
The Day After.
Which freaked us out.
Yeah, not The Day After Tomorrow, because that's the weather. The Day After, which is like,
you know, anyway, if anybody hasn't seen The Day After, look it up.
Crazy scary.
It was a big deal in 1983, November of 83.
Oh,
I remember this. Like
it
was yesterday, because they asked us, it was on a Sunday night, they asked us to go home and watch it over the weekend. I was in sixth grade at the time,
okay.
And they said, come in on Monday. We're going to talk about this in class on Monday. And it was the freakiest. I mean, and we were closer to nuclear war at that point than maybe, you know, any time in decades at that point.
It was terrifying. Yeah. And growing up in Montana, what we knew is that Montana housed many Minuteman missiles. It just happened to be where the military put them. And so we were like number three on the target list, they would tell us. And then we watched this movie and I was like, what? And truthfully, it was one of the reasons I first got involved in any political engagement was to get rid of nuclear weapons. That was it. That's how I got.
Well, there you go.
So there you go.
On that positive note.
I know. That was damn.
Thank you so much for joining us. I'm sorry Major isn't here to say goodbye, but thank
you.
It was really a pleasure to have you and very insightful. I do want to do the quick social media push. New episodes of The Takeout available Friday mornings. We invite you to subscribe, rate, and comment on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. Go to takeoutpodcast.com. Follow us, like us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Takeout Podcast. That's at Takeout Podcast. And please, please, please email us if you hate us, if you hate me, if you love us, and I know you love Major, takeoutpodcast@cbsnews.com. I'm Steve Chigaris. Thanks for listening.
The Takeout is produced by Arden Farhi, Nick Feynman, and CBS Radio News. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter and visit takeoutpodcast.com for more information.
Some, I assume, are good people.